relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Welcome back to America First with Dr. Seb Gorka. That swelling music from the original Battlestar Galactica, where everything looks like it was made of paper mache and it was awesome, that just kind of highlights the struggle that we're in. I'm hoping to be joined by Pennsylvania State Senator Doug Mastriano, fellow retired United States Army colonel, fellow War College graduate, in just a moment, but he is, and perhaps he is busy fighting for election integrity in Pennsylvania. Here's what I think. I think we got ripped off. I think we got shafted. I think the results of the November election, at least at the top of the ticket, because at the bottom of the ticket, we clean their clocks, folks. At the top of the ticket, because of irregularities, a lawyer word to be sure, it includes both fraud and bad procedures and general incompetence, that Donald Trump's re-election victory was stolen from him and from us. But I also think that we have to assess the situation as we face it. On January 6th, our folks are going to go and they're going to make an effort to have truth prevail. Our court cases, many of them, continue. Remember, they weren't all dismissed. Some were, some just had, you know, preliminary motions dismissed. But they go on. And it's a tough situation. It's a very tough situation. But you know, there are defeats on the road to victory. Now, some things I think aren't particularly helpful. And Judy from Brooklyn on line three. Are you there?
I am there. Hi, how are you, Kurt?
Hi. What? Now, you had some questions. Please, go on.
Are you saying that I called about something that's not going to be helpful? Is that what you just said now?
Well, I'm not sure. Now, you say that I am. Well, tell me how I'm wrong, because there is a first time for
everything. I said you are on. Bring it.
Okay. Well, look, I have a computer in front of me. It says that you are concerned that John Roberts was caught talking to a lower judge, cursing the president, saying we have to get him out. And I'm no pal of John Roberts, but do we know that's real?
Well, okay, so look, according to Lynn Woods, I think that's his name, who works at Sidney Powell, they have him on recording, I don't know how, whatever. So if it was said this way, I have to believe it, like all the other things that are being said.
Well, Judy, yeah. Here's the thing. First of all, how would you get such a recording? Second of all, why haven't we heard it? I am no pal of John Roberts. Not by a long shot. I think he has. I think he's been a disastrous.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello?
I think
okay, Kurt, so scrap that. So let me just go with this. Let's go with this, okay?
Stop. Go with this.
First of all, let's go with this. But before I go with this, what is it that you put in your coffee? I want to know. you put in your coffee, Kirk?
They were out. I went to the pod at the break, and it was empty. I'm running on empty, Judy. This is all energy and patriotism.
Okay. Kurt, listen to me. Whatever you put in the coffee, I want to know. I want to put some in, too. Listen, you know how they say when you repeat a lie long enough, they think it's truth? So I'm saying if you repeat truth long enough, it'll be truth. No, same thing. But I want to tell you something else.
I'm not sure it works that way, but okay, I'm with you. I want to hear more.
I spoke to someone, and he's basically telling me, fraud, what fraud? You know, these fraud deniers? So then you know what I did, Kurt? I went all out Gorka.
Did you gork him?
I gorked him. I went ballistic. I said, I'm not going to allow you to be dishonest. Don't you tell me there's no fraud. And this is where I'm going to lead up to Rudy Giuliani. Forget John Roberts, which I believe is the truth, that because he's biased and he's more than that. But Rudy Giuliani, he was a prosecutor. He got down the five families of mafia.
He was the mayor.
He's terrific. So he's as honest as you can get. He sits there and he works so hard with his team for over 1,000 brave, patriotic people that were with testimonials and hearing whatever. How in the world does the Supreme Court not allow him to bring their testimonials and proof and whatever to come up?
I will tell you.
And they sit there. They sit there. They can't get involved. Okay.
Okay. All right. Judy. Let me tell you, because I am a trial lawyer. I did go and work for the president in Nevada until I caught COVID doing it. I do believe there was fraud. I saw evidence or people giving evidence with my own eyes. How does the Supreme Court not take the case? Supreme Court finds a procedural way to not take the case, whether it's standing or ripeness or any of these other or political question. That's another one for your bar exam. Look, to get the courts to decide the election in our favor will require multiple judges deciding the results of an election. No matter how you cut it, and I'm a guy, my mom was a judge. I was in front of judges all the time before this whole COVID thing started. Getting a judge to do that is very, very hard, and they're going to find any possible reason not to do it. Do I believe there were irregularities? And of course, I'm using the lawyer word because that includes incompetence and as well as fraud. Yes, and I believe they cost the president the election. Do I believe it is likely for the courts to send the election our way? I believe it is unlikely because it simply is not something that courts are usually willing to do. I don't like that answer. I don't want that answer, but I think that's my answer from my assessment. Go.
Kurt, again, how about just getting the truth? And these people were so truthful, all these testimonials that we heard with Rudy Giuliani's hearings all over the place. How do they not understand that these people are brave and they're taking such risks with their own lives and well-being, and they're standing there, you know, under penalty of perjury and jail time or whatever? How do they ignore that? How in the world? I just don't understand. And you know what? Bottom line, Kurt, I'm waiting for President Trump with his counter punch. I'm waiting for it. I'm just hoping for it. That's all.
Well, look, I refuse to count the president out, though I think it is highly unlikely we will have anybody but President Asterisk inaugurated in January. I refuse to count the president out because, among other things, it's Donald Trump and it's 2020 and anything can happen. Here's my thought. We got to plan for all the possible courses of action. And one of the courses of action is having President Asterisk, because he will forever, if inaugurated, have an asterisk after his name, because his alleged election will have been tainted and he will never be legitimate in my eyes. How do we move forward, Judy, if we have to fight with a President Asterisk? Do we give up? Or do we keep up the struggle?
No. First of all, there's no such thing as you don't put truth to a lie. He won, okay? November 3rd, he won with all the cheating.
President Trump.
Two piles to the fraud. Kurt, there are two piles to the fraud. Pile number one is before November 3 and on November 3, where you had dead people voting and God knows what voting and blah, blah, blah.
I saw some of that in Nevada, Judy. I saw some of that, and I saw real evidence of it.
Kurt, listen, but yeah, right, you're a lawyer, irregularities, but it's more than that. But you know what? So he won in spite of all of their shenanigans and cheating and lying and all kinds of stuff. He still won November 3rd at midnight, 67% ahead, where they stopped counting because they knew they couldn't with all the cheating they did before.
I still want to know what happened with that. You look at that and you're thinking, why'd all these people stop counting? Now, I'd like to gather the evidence. I'd like to see what it is. And unfortunately, I don't think that that's going to be heard in a court before the inauguration day. But I think it's important that we keep these suits that are not dismissed still going and still fight. And I want to see our Congress debate this election on January 6th. Don't you?
Absolutely. We don't give up. Are you kidding? He can't concede to a lie. We can't give in. There was like 74 million plus people that love him, that want him. My goodness, what are you kidding me? What's the alternative? What's your communism, socialism, and all that craziness?
I'm not giving up. You're not giving up, Judy. I don't think any of us are giving up. I think the struggle's going to go on. I think the struggle is never ending. Because there are always going to be people who stand against freedom. There's always going to be people who want to be serfs. There are always people who refuse to put America first. But that's what we do. That's what we Americans do. We put America first. And no place is America more first than here with Dr. Seb Gorka. I'm guest host Kurt Schlichter. I will be back in just a moment. Please stick around. We've got so much more, including acting legend Nick Searcy. Stick around.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
He certainly is. He's Dr. Seb Gorka. This is his show, America First. I am his guest host, retired Colonel Kurt Schlichter. And I am very, very excited about my next guest. I never talked to him before, but we had some eerie parallels in our life, notably military. Notably from where our families come from. You probably know him as one of the real patriots standing up and fighting for election justice in Pennsylvania. State Senator and retired United States Army Colonel Doug Mastriano. Senator Mastriano, welcome to America First.
Colonel Schlichter, thank you for Cold Warrior and Desert Storm veteran. It's good to see you, brother.
Well, we both are. We were both in 7 Corps. You were in 2nd Armored Cav. I was in 2nd COSCOM. And 30 years ago right now, we were out shivering in the desert.
What a Christmas, huh? Unforgettable.
Yeah. Did they get you guys a desert camo? Because I was in woodland the whole time.
We got it in January, and they were like, sizes that didn't fit. That's
kind of funny. Yeah.
All the pogues way back in the rear that Needham had all the high-speed stuff in King Khalid Military City, and I'm kind of like, what?
I remember, and here's the other thing. I didn't know that deserts were cold, so I'm in Germany. I'm like, I won't need these Matterhorn boots. Who needs this Gore-Tex? You know? I'll bring lightweight lightweight woodlands. Yeah, I was not a smart man.
It rained so much.
Oh,
my
God.
11 years of rain in 1 month. It's like,
it was,
what?
Oh, my gosh. What a mess. But that was the last unequivocal military victory of the United States military. And, 30 years. That's
can you believe it?
We're the old guys now. I know. Exactly. We're the guys going, I want my 25 cents off my latte. I'm a veteran, damn it. But Senator Mastriano, you have been a leader in fighting for the people who elected the president. And I believe he was reelected in November. And I believe that irregularities led to it be stolen. And in fact, you just had a chat with the president. What can you share?
Yeah, I mean, we had a good long talk, and we talked about the latest numbers that bear out not just in Pennsylvania but other states as well that he won this. And I there's a lot I can hit on here, but I don't get it when the media, you know, unsubstantiated claims. Okay, did you guys investigate, or are you just happy with the results and moving on, nothing to see here? There's a lot of problems in this election here, and we can't just move on and come together. They didn't move on and come together for the past 4 years. But the president, he's determined. He's in it to win it, and you know he's going to win it fair and square constitutionally. You know, the deal is for me and my other colleagues that are fighting, and there's a growing number of us, thank God. It's not such a lonely battle anymore. But the thing is, you know, let the man who won fair and square the presidential race, you know, to take the seat, but and let the chips fall where they may. There's nothing about, you know, I'd like how the media overturning the election result. Yeah, what? No, we're not overturning anything. But they'd accuse a veteran, somebody put his butt on the line for 30 years, you know, and to defend our Constitution, to think I would want to flip it? Of course not. We're just after truth. And media, you need to have intellectual curiosity just as you would, you know, when it's about a Republican. On the Democrats, that'd be nice if you're intrigued by the truth. We're just looking for the truth, and where there's fraud, you know, if it's an illegal vote, it ain't going to count. That's what we're after.
Exactly. It's a fight for the truth, Senator Mastriano. Look, I have made no bones about my assessment that this is an uphill fight. But simply because the odds are stacked against it doesn't mean that you give up. It means that you fight harder, because at the very least, we have to bring to light the kind of abuses that I saw firsthand working with Rick Grenell in Nevada as part of the president's legal team. Look, it is a tough fight. But what immediately, what in the short term are we going to do, to the extent you can say, because you're a military intelligence guy, you know about OPSEC.
Yeah. So obviously there's a strategic approach that we developed with the president about a week ago. And media, it's not a conspiracy. It's not a coup. Actually, the coup is probably on your side. We're looking at constitutional approaches and avenues to make sure that every legal vote counts and illegal votes get tossed out. And we're looking at this constitutionally. But the deal is, look, we're a constitutional republic, and how is it and why is it that I've seen better elections in Afghanistan, Kosovo, and Bosnia and Iraq than I have in America, where we spend millions of dollars of our money and NATO money to secure elections and put our men and women's lives on the line to make sure they have good, fair elections? But we can't do something at least even close to elections like in Afghanistan. And guess what? In Afghanistan, ID card, you know, but they've gotten the bio scans. I don't, of course, want Big Brother, but at least an ID. And we can't even do that in Pennsylvania because, you know, you might disenfranchise somebody. So obviously they're more interested in rigging the elections and having a fair election, because they can't win it on ideas. So they got to win by cheating. And look, I know these are hard statements here, and the little snowflakes are crawling and shivering in the corner. Look, this is all about truth. Yeah, exactly. This is about truth. And as John Adams said, facts are stubborn things. We're after facts and truth, and we're going to fight for truth. And if Biden won fair and square, I don't even see how he could, because I went to bed and President Trump was up by 700,000 votes, and they had all these dumps of ballots without any chain of custody, without any oversight, without any Republicans in the room. The election was corrupted. If the shoe was on the other foot, the Democrats would be writhing and screaming in pain. And so Republicans,
they would be right to if these shenanigans happen. Look, Senator Mastriano, I see a real problem here, because you and I have both served in places where there have been, you know, civil unrest, where people did not believe they were being treated fairly. People believed they were being oppressed. People had no faith in their government systems. And because of the actions of the establishment, that's happening here in America. And that's really bad.
Yeah. I really have trouble getting my mind around that there's a segment of an American society, and maybe even a party writ large, that's more interested in political power than the safety of our republic and the security of our people. And that you're willing to cheat your way to office here is sickening and appalling to me, because that shows such a selfish motivation. Our republic was paid for by the blood of patriots. You know, men like us and women, you know, other American women out there on the front lines of freedom here, and now we're going to toss this aside for a few years of political power? I mean, really?
Well, I don't know about front lines of freedom for me. I ran a heavily armed car wash. But, you know, I did show up with my great soldiers. You were in the 2nd Armored Cavalry Regiment. You guys were players, all right?
Yes.
But an elite and legendary unit. Let me ask you about another campaign, another fight.
Yes.
We've got to take back Pennsylvania, and we have Senator Toomey is leaving next cycle, and I'm not going to miss him much. You got any plans about that seat?
So a lot of chatter about his seat and the governor's seat. I'm going to put it right out there. Is if I run for a higher office, it's not going to be for Toomey's seat. It'll be for governor if I get into this. So just so fellow Republicans out there, you know, I'm not going for Senator Toomey's seat. So don't think I have my eye on that one. I see. I am tired in Pennsylvania that we've settled for rhinos, weak people. Oh, he can raise the money. Okay, that didn't get us anywhere in the past, you know, X amount of races. We have a movement in Pennsylvania, as you know, Kirk, because you were early on. You're one of you were the first national figure to actually come out and see some potential in Mastriano. We have a statewide movement here that I think could overcome any deficit in financial raising and put us in the office, because this is a populist movement.
It sure is, Senator Mastriano. I think money is important, but I think it's overrated. I think what's important is commitment, dedication, and patriotism. You have those in spades. Your supporters have those in spades. You come from the Schlichter homeland around Chambersburg, so you know you're okay in my book, even though I'm just a simple Los Angeles trial lawyer. Senator Doug Mastriano, I want to thank you for your work.
Thank you, sir.
It's been inspiring, but I know where you came from. I know how you were trained. I'm from that generation. You are simply doing what you were expected to do. You're doing your duty, and I want to thank you. This is America First with Dr. Seb Gorka.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is marking its season of hope, and they need your help. The foundation is honoring America's heroes by donating 36 homes in 36 days. That's one home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. Tunnel to Towers is gifting homes in more than two dozen states across our nation. They're bringing hope to great Americans, our catastrophically injured veterans, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families. The foundation is giving thanks to all of those who have sacrificed so much for us, and to the many people like you across this country who have supported their efforts to honor our nation's heroes. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month by going to t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Help bring hope to America's heroes and their families. Thank you.
More journalism in his little finger than CNN has on its entire network. Sebastian Gorka.
We are back on America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. I am guest host Kurt Schlichter, and I want to tell you, I hope you had a very Merry Christmas this year. And thanks to the generosity of men and women like you, I know over 41,000 children or prisoners were blessed with a Christmas they'll never forget. Because of the gifts you donated on SebGorka.com, combined with our colleagues on other Salem Radio Network shows, we generated enough money to bless those tens of thousands of children on Christmas morning. Now I want to do something for you. By reminding you that everyone who made a gift to Dr. Gorka's Angel Tree campaign not only helped a child with a mom or dad in prison, but they will also receive a year-end tax deduction when they file their 2020 federal taxes. And you can get the same benefit. It's getting late, though, but there's still time between now and December 31st, this Thursday, to help the ongoing year-round work of Prison Fellowship and score a solid year-end tax deduction for any amount you donate at drsebgorka.com. I'm sorry. Just SebGorka.com. I always instinctively throw in the doctor. You can even phone in your gift at 888-206-2794. So before you forget, please go right now to SebGorka.com and click on the Angel Tree banner, or you can phone in your gift to 888-206-2794. Thank you for always being so generous and for getting that tax deduction. Hey, Carr Firearms Group. They're good people, and they're proud to sponsor this segment. Carr Arms, Magnum Research, and Auto Ordnance, Carr Firearms Group. I own one of those, by the way. A family of brands defending your family's freedom. Portions of America First with Dr. Seb Gorka are brought to you in part by Carr Firearms. So I want to get right to Abigail. She's not giving up. Are you, Abigail?
How are you? I want to say I'm calling for a dead serious subject, but I just want to let you know if people think they have something. Thank you for the testosterone on the show so far. I appreciate it.
You need some vitamin K in your life.
Exactly. But I want to say that I have a little Zoom call coming up, and shame on me. You know, what's the expression? Fool me once. I thought, okay, I've put on a Chanel blouse. Yes, it's silk. People think they have something to complain about. Let me tell you, you are so damn funny. The first time, you made me laugh, so pomegranate juice, you destroyed it. I thought, no, he can't be that funny again. Took another sip. Okay, the blouse is shot, so I just want to thank you for
well,
that.
Well, I thank you for letting me know that I've ruined your beautiful blouse.
I know, and people think
it disrupted your pomegranate drinking.
Exactly.
But okay. you have a great message about your husband.
Well, this is, you know, I was trying to, it's so serious to me. I'm kind of trying to softball it because I really, this is like straight from my gut, my heart, anything else. When I hear people think occasionally they'll call, whatever, Rush Lott, Mark Levin, my husband fought cancer 3 years and he fought hard. The idea that people call up, we know what happened, and we know the Supreme Court, okay, fine, and it has to be fought. We have to continue the fight. But when people call up, they say, Kirk, they say, well, you know, enough. What? Why bother in Georgia? Why bother vote? Why do this? Why, you know, the rhinos, the Supreme Court, it's over. I lose it. I lose it, Kirk, because he fought the idea. I mean, I don't want to use metaphors. I'm going to. The idea he's going to give up. He's going to say, no, you know what, honey, I'm not going to fight anymore. I'm not going to fight. What are you talking about? If people just understand, this is not a decision, should I, you know, whatever. This is life and death. This is not hyperbole. We all know it. So I just had the call to say that he did not give up for a second. And I don't know if I'm allowed to mention other people. Rush is fighting. He's dealing with something. This is not an option. This isn't even a conversation. I know. I want to hear the details. We know what happened. We know it was stolen. President Trump will always be the president in my mind. He is synonymous in my mind with America, period. So it's not, oh, he was the president. He is America. I lived through Obama apologizing for 8 years. It would literally make me ill. I mean, I cry. So the president actually gave us relief because we had someone speaking for us. You know all of this. But if anybody is going to think for 1 minute, oh, you know, you have to fight because it's not an option. You don't give up if you have cancer. You don't give up if your freedoms are at risk. It is not an option. And please, if anybody in Georgia is thinking, well, what difference is it going to make? I don't even know what to say. I have to calm down. I apologize, Kurt.
Abigail, you don't need to apologize for anything because what you have said is profound. What you have said is indisputably true. What you have said is massively important. We can never quit. We can never give up. We can never move backwards. Look, we're going to have bad days, folks. We're going to have setbacks. You know, the Battle of the Coral Sea came before the Battle of Midway. And before the Battle of the Coral Sea, Pearl Harbor. You don't think it was dark then? You don't think there were clouds in the sky? Did we give up? No. We kept fighting. And that's what we're going to do. Because we are Americans, damn it. And we're putting America first. With Dr. Seb Gorka, I'm guest host Kurt Schlichter. Stick around for the amazing acting legend, Nick Searcy. It's going to get wild.
With the deepest voice in talk radio, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Sorry to disappoint you, but my high-pitched whining cannot hold a candle to the booming profundo bass of Dr. Seb Gorka. I am retired Colonel Kurt Schlichter, graduate of the Army War College, which is a party war college. We banter about that because he is a professor at the National War College. We fight over our war colleges. But, you know, I need to put that aside. Because we are in the presence of greatness, folks. This is the moment you have been waiting for. Ladies and gentlemen, international acting legend, Nick Searcy. Nick, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Schlichter. And I'm also, it just occurred to me, I have an honorary degree from the Army War College.
Yes, you do. I forgot. I weaseled your way into it.
That's right. And now I walk around saying, hey, I graduated from the Army War College. Look at this.
You learn more than I did. Remember, it's only a lot of reading if you do it.
That's right. That's right. It's as much work as you want it to be.
Well, Nick Searcy, your work is legendary, and I want to get right to your latest project. And you've even got a website, man. It's welcome to the 21st century or whatever century this is. But you're
right.
Making it happen.
Yeah, I've got a movie that we just got the website built for it. It's at shedhisgrace.com, shedhisgrace.com. And it's a movie called America, America, God Shed His Grace on Thee. And it's a comedy that explores the relationship between the Bible and the Constitution. So it's there ready, and we have DVDs available for the old people and downloads available for the youth.
Well, that's so you have a variety of mediums to choose for God Shed His Grace on Thee. Look, I think it's incredible what you do with conservative media. You have you are a fountain spewing conservative content in the manner to which Andrew Breitbart referred when he famously said politics is downstream from culture and you got to create some culture. Why don't more conservatives make material?
Yeah, well, I think that, and thank you for putting me in such great company. Andrew Breitbart's probably the reason I'm doing what I'm doing right now. But I
you
think
and me
that
both.
We have to support conservative content when it's made, because that's how you get more of it. The reason they keep cranking out this stuff from Hollywood is because enough people watch it to make it profitable. So we as conservatives, when we find something that is of quality and expresses our values, we really need to get behind it. And you can all do that today if you go to shedhisgrace.com right now.
See, it's your shamelessness that I truly respect. As a Los Angeles trial lawyer, the gratuitous self-promotion really, it's the cherry on the whipped cream on top of the chocolate on top of more chocolate.
That's right. Well, the trick to it is to end every sentence when you're being interviewed with something like, go to shedhisgrace.com right now and order your copy today.
Well, look, if we don't, everybody talks about, I was watching Netflix and everything is woke, and everything is woke on Netflix. If I see one more, two seasons about some guy who doesn't know which bathroom to use and his struggles, I may plot. But we've got to patronize conservative content. And people have done that with my books, including Crisis, where you make an important cameo appearance.
That's right. It's cross-pollination there. I appear in your novels, and that's another added reason why conservatives need to support them.
You know, there's besides you as Nick Searcy, because you as Nick Searcy make a cameo. Lots of people do. Eric Swalwell does, and it's fragrant, for instance. there is a character in there who I imagine Nick Searcy whenever I write his parts. So, and I bet you can guess which one that is. Much like you should go to shedhisgrace.com, you should go get Crisis on Amazon, because we're both the Huggy Bears of our work. Hollywood's a mess now, man. They're having trouble doing production. But, there's so many young actors out there, Nick Searcy, who are used to get their start. They do small theaters, small roles. And, then this COVID thing comes up and they're like, well, phew, luckily I can fall back on my career as a waiter in Hollywood. Oops. I mean, it's ugly for the working actors and actresses and crew who are real people and many of them conservative.
Yeah, that's a lot of people that ask me, how to get started in the business. The old way that I came up is not there anymore, because they killed the theater, and they're killing restaurants. So how can you be an actor if you can't do a play and you can't wait tables? There's no way to survive.
That does kind of circumscribe your options. And, you invited me and my hot wife to go down to Newport Beach, and I actually watched you on stage, and it's always kind of, it's kind of interesting when you see somebody you know as a friend, because we, you know, we see each other around Los Angeles. It's a very small town.
Yeah.
And you're on stage and you're like really good at this. And that didn't just happen. You didn't spring from the womb fully formed. You came up learning your craft. How are young actors going to do that? And going to do that today?
Well, no, that's the problem. Because the best way, absolutely the best way to learn how to act is to do live theater. That's how you get in front of an audience and you see what works and you see what you're doing that's distracting or annoying and what isn't. And it just that's the best training there is. And now that that's destroyed, I don't know how it comes back. I think Hollywood has basically crippled itself. And I think that what we're going to see over the next decade are movies being made other places by people that are not from Hollywood, and those movies being directly sold to, without having to go through the gatekeepers that have always controlled all the content out here. I think it's becoming the Wild Wild West even more now.
Well, acting legend Nick Searcy, I want to hold you over to the next segment, just a couple more minutes, so you can further promote shedhisgrace.com, your website for your new movie. Will you stick around?
You betcha. I'm right here.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is America First with Dr. Seb Gorka. I'm guest host Kurt Schlichter.
The antidote to fake news, America First.
We are the vaccine. Liberalism is the virus. I am Kurt Schlichter, guest hosting for the great Dr. Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We are continuing our conversation with acting legend and personal friend Nick Searcy. We were talking about our shared affection for Downton Abbey for the benefit of the YouTube viewers who get to see us off camera or off mic. I just... There are very few good shows like that out there, but you're actually in a new one that sounds really cool. Tell us about it.
Yeah, there's a show on Netflix now called Manhunt Deadly Games, which is a 10-hour series about the Richard Jewell bombing escapade. And same thing that Clint Eastwood made a movie about, but this one's better because it's 10 hours long and 5 of the hours have me in it.
Oh, well, that's always nice. You had a real stretch. You played a sheriff from a town next to where you grew up.
That's right. I played the sheriff of Murphy, North Carolina, which actually I grew up in Cullowhee, North Carolina, which is about 60 miles from Murphy. And it was kind of a stretch because those people over in Murphy are really not very smart. I had to really dumb it down to play those guys.
Oh, well, well, it's nice that you stretch to meet the challenge.
That's right.
I think
in a university town, you know, we were smart in Cullowhee.
You guys were fancy. You're fancy guys. Look, Nick Searcy, yeah. I do worry about Chinese influence in Hollywood. There's a lot of studios that seem terrified to make anything that, you know, the Chinese aren't going to like. Can you make a philosophical question? Can you make art when you're worried about who you're going to tick off all the time?
No, and that's why everything sucks. Everything's so bad right now.
Except God shed really his grace on thee, which is available at shedhisgrace.com.
Shedhisgrace.com. That's right. Well, I mean, I think that's why Hollywood is destroying itself. I mean, they're basically killing their audience. They've systematically insulted at least half of us for the last 10 or so years, driving a lot of us away. And now they're just making content that's for each other, as well as making content that the Chinese Communist Party funds. I mean, to a great extent, a lot of what Hollywood does, it's Chinese money behind a lot of it, which explains a lot of the content that we get.
And a lot of the content is garbage, Nick Searcy. But what isn't garbage is your new movie. And we got about 10 seconds left. Go for it.
ShedHisGrace.com, SHED HISGRACE.com. If you love your country, you'll go there and buy it today. If you don't love your country, I'll know it.
You don't want Nick Searcy on your back, folks, but you do want to be here tomorrow for more America First with Dr. Seb Gorka and whoever's coming in as his guest host because he's out this week. I want to thank you. I'm Kurt Schlichter. Thanks for letting me sit in today. I really appreciate it. I want to thank the whole gang here.